Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this wonderful Wednesday edition of Texas AG Trent Paxton. Thank you so much for that. I was just thinking about that Ken Paxton story about how he basically was like, oh, I might have to shoot a process server next time someone tries to take me to court. I'm Miles, and I'm here joined with Becca Ramos. What's good, Becca?
Hello.
What's how is Brooklyn? Is the weather all right over there?
The weather's it's chilly. Fall. It feels
yeah,
like
look at you with sleeves on.
I know, I got long sleeves on. It's like 60 yeah. something today.
Good.
Last
for you.
Week, I feel like the whole news in New York was like, wow, like the second the calendar said fall, the weather said fall. It was like yeah, immediate right? drop to 60 degrees.
Yeah, I saw those tweets from New York Twitter that were like, oh, they weren't playing this year.
Not playing. Like,
they said chilly. It's fall, assholes, get out the way. We have a bit of a heat wave, but you know, I don't want to bore y'all with that. It's just, oh, God. I have to look at my warming. Watch. 93.
That's too hot. That's too hot for September. I'm sorry.
I can do well. Yeah, whatever. Look, I just want to wear a coat. I've received many invitations to Saskatchewan, Winnipeg, Minnesota. I'll go to all those places. Like, that's what I need. Is I need North Face to sponsor me so I can just be out in the cold recording podcasts from the coldest places, and I do a cold weather tour. But enough of that. Let's tell the people what is trending. Hurricane Ian is obviously the biggest thing trending right now as it continues its destructive path, hitting Florida. 21 Waffle Houses are closed between Naples and Bradenton. So that's how you know, because we always talk about how they are. The last, like the real weather report is it bad enough to close down a Waffle House? And yes, yeah. it is pretty
Category
bad.
Category 4 right now, officially. So
the footage I've seen, like there's plenty of footage of like people like, out in the storm getting absolutely battered. You've seen cars driven away, and Sharknado was also trending because there's like a video clip of what looks to be a shark like in the floodwaters. It's not like in, I remember like when Harvey hit in Texas, mm-hmm. there were like some fake ass pictures going around of like sharks like by the freeway or whatever next to the K rail. This looks like kind of real footage, Like you see like the floodwaters. There's a little dorsal fin. It looks like a shark that's in way too shallow water. Like it legit got like, yo, where the fuck am I? What the fuck is this? So, and I think there's also tornado warnings too. So please be safe if you're having to shelter in place. And, you know, hopefully this will end soon. Next thing that's trending is where's Jackie? Now, where is Jackie? Y'all seen Jackie? Where'd Jackie go? Y'all seen her? Now, why is this trending? Well, because we have an elderly president whose cognitive abilities are not at their heights, as we've all seen before. That was never.
Gaff. It's giving geriatric.
Yeah, it's giving, where's my tapioca? And it's giving, I'm microwaving my newspaper again. Call the nurse. Yeah, conservatives are loving this clip, but Joe Biden was at an event about like tackling hunger and unveiling a plan that would end, you know, hunger in the United States by 2030. Take your time. Go ahead. Take your time. We have 7 years, but go ahead. And during the event, he wanted to call out former Congressperson Jackie Walorski, who died in a car accident in August, tragically.
Which was pretty public news. Like, we covered it in August.
Look, and at the thing, they were going this. They were also slated to play memorial video because she was a huge, you know, like a champion of like ending hunger, and that's why Joe Biden like even called her out. So this is, I think, do we have a clip here? Let me just play the clip really quick. You can hear him sort of asking, and this is right now. Conservatives are having a field day with it.
And I want to thank all of you here for, including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Yeah. So
the way, like my like toes curled up. That was so cringy. He was just like, oh no.
Them the types of gaffes that make your toes curl, I think, as Too Short may have said, but I don't think it's about gaffes. The whole thing with Jackie, that Karine Jean-Pierre, the, you know, White House press secretary, when was asked about that, was like, you know, what he was trying to do was obviously she was at the top of mind. She was a huge supporter of this and her family was there to be honored. So you can just tell that he may have just slightly been a little bit confused because he was feeling that. The emotion.
He was just in his emotions. He was transported back to before August.
I mean, whatever. They should be like, look, motherfucker, what are you trying to say? Your guy is leaving with papers that he thinks he can fucking change classification with his thoughts, bro. I'll take the where's Jackie guy over telekinesis declassification. But look, it is what it is. We live in a gerontocracy where the olds, our grandparents are still telling us shit. You know what I mean? You know, like we all have that moment where you like, you look at your grandparents and you're like, oh, y'all really don't know anymore. Y'all really don't know.
Nothing.
And that's fine. That's fine because you did your thing and your life is about different things, but you really don't know what the fuck is happening out here in the streets, do you? Okay, that's fine. So, and you know what? My grandparents, God rest their souls, when they were hearing from the other people in their church group that Jay-Z and Beyonce had made a deal with the devil, my grandmother bothered to run that by me real quick with them in the room. They said, Miles, get in here. And she said, say what you just said, that Jay-Z and Beyonce, they did something with the devil. And I said, what did they do? Oh, you know, because they got these messages and stuff in it. And I said, what are you talking about? And I said, they didn't make a deal. I'm like, you think that's cool to people? That there's a fucking blog where it's like, hey, who just made a deal? Who just, like, the deadline for fucking deals with Satan and shit? Anyway, Jackie, though, you know, rest in peace. But Joe, I get it. He's had a few moments this week where, like, Jill Biden was like, hey, baby, you need to get off the stage over there.
let's sit down. Do you need some water?
Yeah, I know. NAACP is trending because they are suing the city of Jackson, Mississippi, on behalf of the residents there because they're like, this is some racist bullshit that is going on here.
Flint 2.0.
Yeah. They say, quote, everyone deserves safe, clean drinking water. In 2022, there is no excuse as to why our government cannot provide the necessary infrastructure to ensure that all of its residents have access to this basic human right. The residents of Jackson, Mississippi, a predominantly black community, have suffered at the hands of discriminatory state leadership for far too long. They go on to say that, you know, this whole, all of these, this like omni crisis with like their infrastructure, their water, et cetera, is all on Governor Tate Reeves and just how the state has just these very, very racist, I'm not going to be kind and say racially discriminatory, like racist infrastructure funding practices. That they're basically saying his policies were getting in the way of actual repairs that needed to go down that would have prevented having drinking water that you have to boil. And some people are like, well, they don't have to boil it anymore. Why are we talking about this still? Because what?
Because it's crazy that we're considered a like stable country in theory.
Yeah.
And our citizens do not have stable drinking water. Like that is what people would probably consider a third world problem. And we are first world. And that is fucked up. Like that's crazy. Like
yeah, this
we are a first world country in theory. In theory.
In theory. I think most people say it's we are a poor nation with a lot of wealthy people. I think someone put it last week. It's like truly we are a poor nation. There's also a lot of wealthy
people. Yeah, the disparity in this country is probably one of the highest in the world, I would argue. Yeah. I have no real fact besides being an American citizen to back that up. But it is absolutely insane to me that people on the left of you can be living a very cozy life and the people on the right of you are unhoused. Like it's just baffling to be able to walk in that kind of disparity every day, that you can know people that don't have safe drinking water. And on the same coin, also know people who drive, you know, luxury vehicles in a city that does not require you to have a car.
Yeah. We're not on that list. We're not on that list. We're not even close. But it is a terrible, terrible thing. But yeah, you know, to go on with that too, like they're just looking at how when there are infrastructure projects that were in front of like the governor's office, it was turning into stuff like, why don't we go give it to that like majority white community that needs like one new fire hydrant, but give them the best one, when they're like, those are not similar needs. And you can see how you were prioritizing those needs over the real ones. And it's something we've seen constantly, like even like with storms happening, like with Harvey or other things, like EPA Superfund sites where the fucking like pollution is so terrible. You can always bet that they are near majority minority areas. That's just how it is. And people always face disproportionate health outcomes because of shit like this, and it's nonstop. So fuck all that. God, what a if only we could live in a just world. All right, let's take a quick break and we will be back to talk about some other wacky stuff right after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, There's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back. iPhone 14 in the news too. Apparently Apple is slowing production down. They're pumping the brakes because nobody's fucking with it.
Yeah, drop the price, baby.
Yeah, it's fucking...
I do need a new phone. But the fact that I need a new phone is Apple's fault. Like, I literally, the news dropped that they were releasing the iPhone 14, right? And that day, my phone literally was like on fire. Like, it like overheated, it shut down, it stopped slowing, like... The internet wasn't working on it. Like, there was nothing I could do to fix this phone the day the news dropped out. And I just, Apple's too powerful for that to be a conspiracy. They definitely are like, oh, you still have an 11 Pro? Mm-mm, honey. You got to update that. It's been 3 years. And I'm like,
you got an 11 Pro?
Yeah.
I got 11. Yeah, I have that. I'm like, every time I see it, I'm like, well, it's still got three fucking cameras on it.
And yeah.
What is it doing? Oh, it's got a dynamic island. I'm like, okay, take me to fucking, you know, the Bahamas and shit. If I want to go to a dynamic island. But anyway, enough of that. It seems like the iPhone, like the 13 mini or whatever was more popping than the new iPhone 14. So,
well, I literally almost bought the 13 green. And then they dropped the 14. I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to wait, period. Like, I feel like the 13 just came out. I don't even know why they're releasing a 14. But the reason I didn't even get the 13 is because I was at the Apple store for 2 hours and they couldn't seem to, like, redeem my phone properly. So all of it, buying a phone is evil. It's so hard for no reason. Like, your telephone companies made it hard. Apple makes it hard. I'm like, this is a perfectly...
Remember, like, when it used to be like, yo, can you get your upgrade?
Yeah.
Or like, yo, I got my mom's upgrade. And you don't even have to do shit. They're like, hey, homie, what's up? It's been 2 years. What you want? Oh, you want that Motorola V60 with the fucking holster? Okay, there you go.
Well, and also phones, they weren't as, I think, important to us back then in the sense that, like, this is like your lifeline. Like, everything, your, like, all of your important documents, like your accounts, your passwords, your photos, videos, like, it's all on your phone now. So it is kind of a pain. You have to like back it up and like make sure it's backed up and make sure it's like all good to go. And then you have to go clear it. And then it takes time to get it cleared. It's just like, it's not even as simple because the technology is no longer as simple too, which is, it's kind of taken, it's like made it a chore instead of like this like fun thing. Like, oh my God, my new toy, my new phone.
Yeah,
it's like now it's exactly. Like, I have to go get this checkup on this.
As Brian like, says, it's an organ.
Said, organ.
It's an organ. What am I supposed to do? Yeah, like my shit, man, my screen is so fucked up. I have the screen protector on it.
Yeah, same.
So the screen protector is fucked up.
Yeah.
But like when I hand it to people, they really act like I'm handing them like bio waste. They're like, excuse me. I'm like, I know it looks like a bunch of little knives and shit, but it works. Okay.
Yeah, and the screen's not cracked, just the protector.
It's the protector doing its job. What you want me to do? Peel the whole sticker off and get more weird shit all over my hands? No.
Exactly.
And I got a leather phone case. Man, that was a fucking L.
I know. And I got a new case like at the beginning of the year. And I was like, I love my case. I don't want to upgrade my phone.
Look at this little loose piece of leather and shit. Looks like I'm handing people the fucking Necronomicon and shit. But anyway, look, the reason I'm holding out for too is like USB-C as a charger. Like, I don't, I want my phone to charge really fast because I'm bad about charging sometimes. And when you can get
conspiracy,
more power,
my phone's been dying like crazy. Like, it can't have a full, like right now it's at 10%. Like, it can't last a full day of charge. I'm like charging
it
three times.
I was streaming Andrea Mitchell all morning on my phone and I still got 67. No. MTG is trending. That's Majorly Tainted Goon or Marjorie Taylor Greene, however you like to observe. She's trending because she put this video up where you can win a contest to go hog hunting with her.
Love that.
So let's just check out the latest from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just so you know, it starts off with her walking through like a desolate landscape with like kind of like Hotep meme, like laser eyes, like Dark Brandon shit. That's sort of the aesthetic so far, just to put you there. Also, it has like the same music that I feel like every impotence like medication has, like, what's up, guys? You know what it's like to be a guy. Anyway, so she's saying, what's up, Patriots? Let's go fuck some shit up.
High diesel fuel and Democrats, America last policy.
America last policy.
Aren't the only one destroying farmers' ability to put food on the table. We've got wild hogs destroying farmers' fields. So we decided to go hog hunting.
And then it's her in a fucking helicopter shooting hogs with an assault rifle and like being like, yeah, all right. And so she's saying, let's help American farmers out. Enter to win now. And let's go get in that helicopter.
Like, why? Like,
yeah, you could play fucking hog hunter with her.
I just, I have no words on how goofy this was.
What is she really trying to get, though?
Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, what was the contest?
What are you getting
for?
From? Like, are you gonna pay to win? Because I feel like you can, if you're trying to just collect more data to sell, maybe that's what it is. This gives her a very specific demographic of like consumer to be like, oh, you a hog hunting fool who love Marjorie Taylor Greene and QAnon? There it is. And then Lizzo is trending because I was like, man, Lizzo ain't been on her flute in a minute. Well, guess what? She played James Madison's, the fucking, what is he like, the Big Daddy Constitution?
Yeah.
Paid his 200-year-old crystal flute that apparently no one has ever heard be played before.
I've never heard of a crystal flute, so I wonder
that
what
shit
kind
looked
of...
fancy.
I mean, it sounds fancy.
Did it sound good?
I don't know. I didn't watch.
I didn't even listen to the audio because I was just so taken aback at the idea of Lizzo just finessing a crystal flute. And they said, yeah, no one has heard it be played. So wait, let me see. Oh wait, we do have audio. So she got the flute. She's like, she's being very deferential with it. Like she's holding like the elder wand or some shit.
Wow, it is beautiful.
Come on, rip this, Lizzo.
It's crystal. It's like playing out of a wine glass, bitch. Being patient.
Yeah, that's what I can imagine. It would break pretty easily. You can't drop that shit.
Oh, there you go.
Honestly,
she's wobbling
gorgeous.
It. I love her. Also, I bet James Madison, when he had that flute, ain't nobody playing my crystal flute. Better put that down. And I bet, did he ever count on a black woman playing that for the first time? Hey, you love to see it. You love to see it.
It should be noted that it was for the Library of Congress. It wasn't just like someone.
Yeah, it wasn't some homie pulled flute. Up with like, hey, I got the flute. Yeah.
At some random concert.
It was a collab for sure. Although I do like the idea that someone's just like, hey, here, here.
It's like, hey, did you want to ever play this 200-year-old crystal flute?
Right.
I have it. I'm a historian. Dude. At your concert.
I like how somebody put on Twitter, they said James Madison, when he heard Lizzo, was the first person to play his crystal flute, and his Idris Elba when he was on Hot Ones. Just been like, like, just choking his shit. Oh, man.
I love Lizzo. Internet. Sounded beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Well, That's going to do it for today. Thanks so much, Becca, for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Please take care of yourselves and each other. Get a booster if you can. Stay safe out there. Pandemic is not over, despite what Swagless Grandpa has to say. It's still very much, please keep your safety in mind. Other than that, also, don't do nothing when people are being hateful out here. Or at least spread some wisdom. Don't spread ignorance, for sure. Until next time, we'll be us, you be you, and you do you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.